This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how creating experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Trellance's annual conference here in lovely Fort Lauderdale. And look who we have in the studio lounge, a local, if you will, Amy McGraw from Tropical Financial.
So local. In fact, I drove in every day because it's only a 20-minute drive from my
home. Oh my gosh, that is as local as you can get.
Pretty much.
Unless you lived here at the hotel, which ain't bad either.
With the beach right there? Okay, yeah, I have to admit, that's one thing I do miss is being so close to the beach. Ooh,
it's really nice. Yeah, really nice stuff. All right, hey, you are on a panel, if you will, and it's called Making It Personal, Leveraging Data and Technologies to Deliver Hyper-Personalized Banking Experiences.
Yes.
So you're presenting it from the credit union perspective, which is what we all appreciate because we get that kind of that peer-related message. So share with us what your or Tropical's experience is in hyper-personalization.
I think that as credit unions, especially with so much access to technology, and we're watching people go more and more and more digital.
Yep.
I mean, heck, we have we reorganize all of our members in terms of branches every month, depending on where they're transacting, and 70% of our members are transacting completely virtual. So without that personal contact, that is sort of, we're losing that, what we're all about, that people helping people. I'm always looking for ideas or ways to find that people helping people in a digital way.
Okay.
And when I met Paula and ChannelNet and this idea of pearls, which we kind of played with pearls in the past, but it was more the same message with, you know, your own pearl, but pretty much everybody had the same message. Maybe we'd say you by name, but that was as far as we ever went.
Right. And by pearls, you mean personal
URL.
Okay.
Right,
gotcha.
Yeah. And I've worked with other companies and we offer you a pearl. Well, that's great, but it would be the exact same message for every single member. That's not personalization.
Yeah, you're right.
Using somebody's first name is not real personalization. It's an absolute necessity expectation nowadays.
Completely.
Right. You never say dear member. Those days are long gone. If you have to say that, rethink.
Exactly.
But when I met her, and at that point in time, we were also using some AI modeling, basically so that we would be able to put the right product in front of the right person at the right time, but we were only being able to do that through emails.
Okay.
So when I met Paula and this idea of doing that with content, because our credit union is based on educate first, sell second. So we use a lot of content.
Good for you.
And to be able to put the right message in terms of content and education in front of the person at the point in time that they were looking for it was really attractive. The tough part, though, was still getting the people over to the pearl.
Okay.
So the way it basically works is an email message goes out, you link to the pearl. Once you've linked them to the pearl, they're cookied, and then we watch what they do, and we continue to make sure we're giving them updated content.
Okay.
For example, if you were one of our propensity models for an auto loan, let's say, typical, got to use auto loan, the bread and butter of credit unions, and then you actually got the auto loan, the very next day, that content would disappear and you would have whatever the next best product would be for you would then show up content-wise. No product pushing, just content. But still, we had to introduce it via email and not everybody's looking at their emails. So we did it started that way and then it took us about 8 months to get 10,000 members to switch over. Then we started using personalized video. Boy, that's when things started getting interesting. And that was still very basic information, kind of their first name, where they were located, and a welcome, and even had like a little coffee cup that, you know, take a savings quiz and get a cup of coffee on us and had their name on the coffee cup.
Okay.
Looked like it was handwritten.
Yeah.
And that worked really well. So in less than 2 months, we have another 10,000 people, which was great. And we were able to work with those 20,000 people.
Progress.
Progress, right. In the meantime, it took us about a year to be able to work with our online banking provider, NCR. Once we did that, though, now everybody's pearls are available to them right when they log into online banking. There's a module right next to them that has all their pearl information. The mobile app has a launch pad that you just go to my page and takes you right over to your pearl.
Good.
So now we have more like 40,000 people using their pearls.
Oh my gosh. Amy.
And I think one of the things, I mean, obviously sales and making sure people have a financial knowledge is sort of bread and butter of what we're doing. But it really came to light how powerful this could be when we had a hurricane hit the west side of the state last year. We have about 2,000 members that were impacted by that hurricane. And the interesting thing is even the Red Cross made sure everybody had chargers for their phones. So because everybody, that's all they had. Some people literally lost everything, but they had their phones. And what we did is we used the pearls to basically communicate to them, let us know how badly you were impacted. And so if they were really badly impacted, they get a phone call that told them about deferments and special loans and skip a pay, you know, all this kind of stuff that we would have for any emergency that we had set up specifically for those people. And we were able to get it into their hands within a day.
Oh my gosh,
even more so. But on the west side of the state, or excuse me, the east side of the state, on this side, we at the same time wanted to do a fundraiser for the Red Cross.
Okay.
Well, you certainly don't want the people impacted to be asking money.
Can you give some money?
So again, with this pearls, because we were able to divide based on zip codes and based on the impact, we were able to not ask the people who were impacted for money, and instead give them the resources, FEMA, Red Cross, as well as our resources, and only on this side of the state, let's help these folks on the west side. West side. So it worked out incredibly well. Wow. And Paula's team did put that together in less than 24 hours.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Even this story keeps getting better and better, Amy. So how did you guys leverage the data and the technology? And where did Trellence come into all of this?
Well, Trellence is working with ChannelNet.
What's wrong with that? Because you're partnered with ChannelNet. ChannelNet's partnered with Trellence.
Yes.
So I see the relationship there. Not a bad thing.
I think that it kind of surprises me how many credit unions aren't leveraging data right now. I mean, I figured everybody would be. We started using AI modeling in 2016. No, but we started working with data back then in terms of AI modeling because we wanted to make sure that whatever messaging we were putting out made sense to the member at the time. Now, even now, it's like 24 hours because we do data over to ChannelNet once a day in the morning. So it goes back and forth once a day. Well, we just had a core conversion with DNA, and part of our contract was to have our marketing automation system, HubSpot, integrated directly into the core.
Oh, okay.
The idea is not to have a day, but more like an hour. Have it more real time, so data going back and forth, so that when you get your auto loan, it doesn't fall off tomorrow, it would fall off right away,
and then
the new content would come up. Because the last thing we want is people having information that doesn't relate to them. I mean, even to the point of when we'd have loan, talking about different kinds of loans, we had somebody reply through their pearl saying, well, this is all fine and dandy, but you all denied me for a loan. So then we went, oh my goodness, you know, this is a good point because not everybody can qualify for a loan. We need to make sure that those people have the resources of how to help their credit, how to pay off debt, what are the things, the challenges that they may have, and be able to address those challenges so that we can get them to a point where we can say yes. So we literally then took a look at everybody's credit scores that are coming over, and anybody below a 650, we start just giving them educational content of how to fix your credit and get to that point of being able to save for a house, save for a car, whatever it is that they want to do. And that's the power of knowing data and knowing what it is, because you can have those one-on-one conversations without actually opening your mouth, so
exactly,
to speak.
And they appreciate that for sure. And that gets back to the hyper personalization.
Right.
My gosh, talk about hyper personal. Oh,
yes.
You're really getting down in the weeds here.
Yes, so. And I'm not satisfied yet.
Good. Well, don't ever be. All right, because this stuff can always get better. Right.
Right. So, but I do think it's important as credit unions that we remember who we are. What's our foundation? The people helping people, and why we were created to help the underserved.
Yep.
Those who were told no by the banks. That brought about credit unions. We cannot forget that foundation of who we are, because that's what drives us forward to continue to help people using data, but making sure we're fulfilling that mission.
And even in a digital environment as well.
Exactly.
So, good stuff. Amy, I could talk to you all day long. Your energy is so infectious, and what you're doing, not only for your credit union, but really pushing that envelope for other credit unions who are watching you guys, is wonderful. It's tremendous. So don't ever let off the gas, all right?
I won't.
Keep it the pedal to the metal, all right? All right, everybody, Amy McGraw from Tropical Financial Credit Union doing some fantastic stuff with the hyper-personalization. Oh my gosh, really good stuff.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.